The Mystery of D.B. Cooper. Join us as we unravel the fascinating case of D.B. Cooper, the enigmatic hijacker who vanished without a trace after parachuting from a plane with $200,000 in ransom money. Was he a criminal mastermind or a desperate man chasing freedom? In this episode, we explore the key events of the daring 1971 heist, the most compelling suspects, and the enduring legacy of one of the greatest mysteries in American history. Tune in to uncover the truth behind the legend of D.B. Cooper. Introduction. The story of D.B. Cooper begins on November 24, 1971, when an unassuming man boarded Northwest Orient Airlines Flight 305 in Portland, Oregon, bound for Seattle. Using the alias Dan Cooper, the man appeared to be just another passenger, dressed in a business suit, black tie, and carrying a briefcase. However, a note he handed to a flight attendant shortly after takeoff would spark one of the most famous aviation heists in history. The note revealed that Cooper had a bomb and demanded $200,000 in cash, four parachutes, and a fuel truck standing by in Seattle to refuel the plane. Cooper's hijacking was meticulously planned. Upon receiving the ransom money and parachutes in Seattle, he released the passengers but kept several crew members as hostages. He instructed the pilots to chart a course toward Mexico City, maintaining a low altitude and slow speed that would allow him to jump from the plane. Somewhere over the dense forests of the Pacific Northwest, Cooper opened the rear staircase of the Boeing 727 and parachuted into the dark night, disappearing without a trace. The FBI launched an extensive investigation, known as NORJAC, Northwest Hijacking, to track down the elusive hijacker. Despite recovering some of the ransom money in 1980 near the Columbia River, no definitive evidence of Cooper's identity or whereabouts has been discovered. Hundreds of potential suspects have been examined over the years, but the case remains unsolved, leaving much room for speculation and conspiracy theories. One of the most compelling aspects of the D.B. Cooper mystery is the sheer audacity of the crime. Hijacking an airplane and escaping mid-flight with a parachute is a plan straight out of a Hollywood thriller. Cooper displayed a calm demeanor throughout the ordeal, even tipping the flight attendants generously from his ransom money. His ability to execute such a daring heist, combined with his subsequent vanishing act, has made him an enduring figure in popular culture. Speculation about Cooper's identity has ranged from ex-military personnel to disgruntled airline employees. Some believe he perished in the jump, while others argue he survived and blended back into society. Theories abound, with amateur sleuths, journalists, and even retired FBI agents continuing to investigate the case. Over the decades, the mystery has fueled documentaries, books, movies, and endless debates, ensuring that the legend of D.B. Cooper remains alive. Ultimately, the D.B. Cooper case is not just a story about a crime. It's a tale of human ingenuity, risk-taking, and the enduring allure of the unknown. Whether he was a criminal genius, a man with nothing to lose, or something else entirely, his story continues to captivate generations. The enigmatic figure of D.B. Cooper embodies the tension between law and rebellion, order and chaos, leaving us with a question that may never be answered. Who was D.B. Cooper? And what really happened that fateful night? The details such as the date of the incident, location, and known facts about Cooper's identity. Date of the incident, November 24, 1971. Location, Northwest Orient Airlines Flight 305, flying from Portland, Oregon to Seattle, Washington. Alias, used D.B. Cooper, later found to be a media misinterpretation of the name Dan Cooper. Demand. $200,000 in ransom, four parachutes, and a fuel truck on standby in Seattle. Hijacking details. Cooper handed a note to a flight attendant stating he had a bomb in his briefcase. Physical description. Witnesses described him as a middle-aged man, possibly in his mid-40s, around 5'10 to 6'0 tall, wearing a business suit, black tie, and dark sunglasses. Method of escape. After receiving the ransom money and parachutes in Seattle, he ordered the plane to fly toward Mexico City at a low altitude. He then jumped from the rear stairway of the plane with a parachute somewhere over the dense forests of the Pacific Northwest. Known facts about identity. Despite extensive investigations and numerous suspects, Cooper's true identity remains unknown. The FBI officially closed its case in 2016, deeming the mystery unresolved. Physical evidence. A few clues were found, including $5,800 in deteriorated $20 bills buried along the Columbia River in 1980. The serial numbers matched the ransom money. Status: D.B. Cooper was never apprehended, and his fate is unknown. Some believe he died during the jump, while others theorize he survived and lived in obscurity. Who is D.B. Cooper? A background on the man known as D.B. Cooper. The story of D.B. Cooper began on November 24, 1971, when a man using the alias Dan Cooper purchased a one-way ticket for Northwest Orient Airlines Flight 305 from Portland, Oregon to Seattle, Washington. Described as a quiet, well-dressed man in his mid-40s, he carried a black briefcase and blended easily with the other 36 passengers aboard the flight. Shortly after takeoff, Cooper handed a note to a flight attendant, calmly stating that he had a bomb and demanded $200,000 in cash, four parachutes, and a fuel truck ready to refuel the plane in Seattle. His demeanor remained composed and polite throughout the hijacking, which baffled authorities and left a lasting impression on those involved. Despite the efforts of law enforcement, Cooper managed to escape with his ransom money by parachuting from the plane somewhere over the dense forests of the Pacific Northwest. The daring heist sparked an extensive investigation and captivated the public's imagination, making D.B. Cooper one of the most infamous and enigmatic figures in American history. Richard Floyd McCoy Jr., a former Army Green Beret, McCoy carried out a similar airplane hijacking just months after Cooper's infamous leap. His method and demands closely mirrored Cooper's, leading some to believe he could have been the same man. Evidence linking Richard Floyd McCoy Jr. to D.B. Cooper. Several similarities between McCoy's hijacking and the D.B. Cooper case have fueled speculation about their connection. Both hijackers used written notes to communicate their demands, sought a ransom in the form of easily transportable cash, and parachuted out of airplanes to make their escape. Additionally, McCoy's experience as a Green Beret and his extensive knowledge of parachuting and survival tactics aligned with the level of skill displayed by Cooper. However, key differences in physical descriptions provided by witnesses and the fact that McCoy was captured shortly after his own hijacking have caused doubt among investigators, leaving the mystery unresolved. Kenneth Christensen, a former paratrooper and flight attendant, Christensen's background and a suspicious deathbed confession left investigators intrigued. Several circumstantial pieces of evidence tied him to the case, though definitive proof was never found. Evidence linking Kenneth Christensen to D.B. Cooper. While no concrete evidence was found to conclusively link Kenneth Christensen to the D.B. Cooper case, several intriguing details have kept him a person of interest. Christensen worked for Northwest Orient Airlines, the same airline hijacked by Cooper, giving him insider knowledge of their operations. Additionally, his background as a paratrooper made him capable of executing an escape via parachute, similar to Cooper's daring exit. Notably, Christensen reportedly made a deathbed confession to his brother, implying he had a secret that could not be shared. Witness sketches of D.B. Cooper bear some resemblance to Christensen's appearance during the time of the hijacking, further fueling suspicion. However, despite these circumstantial clues, no physical evidence has surfaced to confirm that Christensen was indeed D.B. Cooper. Lynn Doyle, L.D. Cooper, a Korean War veteran, L.D. was implicated decades after the hijacking by his niece, who recalled suspicious family discussions and found clues linking him to the crime. Evidences. Linking L.D. Cooper to the case. According to his niece, Marla Cooper, L.D. returned home injured just after the hijacking, claiming he had been in a car accident. Marla also recounted overhearing conversations between her uncle and other family members about their plans for an adventure to secure money, which she later interpreted as a reference to the hijacking. Furthermore, she discovered a guitar strap that resembled the one reportedly used by D.B. Cooper. While these details are intriguing, they remain anecdotal, and no definitive physical evidence ties L.D. Cooper to the crime directly. His potential connection hinges predominantly on family testimony and circumstantial clues. William J. Smith. A career railroader with knowledge of the Pacific Northwest, Smith surfaced as a suspect due to circumstantial evidence and potential links to motive. Smith's candidacy as a suspect is bolstered by several factors. Firstly, his familiarity with the Pacific Northwest, a region crucial to the investigation, aligns with the hijacker's knowledge of the area. Additionally, his proximity to railroads may have provided him with the opportunity to understand logistical routes and escape strategies. Some have suggested that random details surrounding Smith's background, such as his connection to narrower timelines and regions associated with DB Cooper's disappearance, vaguely mirror the hijacker's suspected profile. However, like many other suspects, there is no conclusive physical evidence tying him directly to the crime. Robert Rackstraw, a Vietnam War veteran with experience in parachuting and explosives, Rackstraw has remained a popular suspect. His enigmatic responses to questioning kept him in the spotlight, though no conclusive evidence has emerged. While Robert Rackstraw has never been formally charged, several pieces of circumstantial evidence have fueled speculation about his involvement. Investigators have pointed to his military background, which included training in airborne operations, as a potential link to the hijacker's apparent parachuting expertise. Additionally, Rackstraw's cryptic statements in interviews and his alleged knowledge of classified military codes led some to believe he might have been capable of executing such a meticulously planned crime. A 1978 letter reportedly sent by D.B. Cooper appeared to contain coded messages that some experts claimed referenced Rackstraw, though this interpretation has been widely debated. Despite these intriguing connections, no definitive physical evidence has directly tied Rackstraw to the infamous hijacking. John List, an accountant who notoriously murdered his family and disappeared, some have speculated that List could fit the profile. However, his later capture revealed little connection to the D.B. Cooper case. While some theorists have speculated about John List's involvement in the D.B. Cooper case, the evidence connecting him remains tenuous at best. Advocates of this theory point to the timing of List's disappearance in 1971, which coincided with the year of the hijacking and his need for money after abandoning his family's home. Additionally, they argue that List's calculated and cold demeanor could align with the psychological profile of D.B. Cooper. However, no concrete connections, such as matching physical descriptions, forensic evidence, or any documented link to the hijacking, have been uncovered. List's eventual capture and confession to his own crimes further diminish the plausibility of his involvement, making these claims largely speculative. Each of these individuals presents a tantalizing possibility, but to this day, the true identity of D.B. Cooper remains an unresolved mystery. Over the years, investigators have pieced together a variety of clues that have been linked to D.B. Cooper's identity. Among the most notable pieces of evidence are the tie and tie clasp left behind in the hijacked plane, which were later found to contain rare particles, such as titanium, suggesting Cooper may have worked in an industry dealing with advanced materials. Additionally, the ransom money he received in marked $20 bills became a crucial part of the investigation. Years later, a portion of the money was discovered buried along the banks of the Columbia River, raising questions about Cooper's escape and potential survival. Eyewitness accounts also provided investigators with a description of a man in his mid-40s, wearing a dark suit and sunglasses, but efforts to identify Cooper based on this sketch have led to countless dead ends. Each piece of evidence has added to the mystery, with no lead definitively uncovering his true identity. The legend lives on. Decades have passed since that fateful night, yet the legend of D.B. Cooper continues to capture our collective fascination. Countless theories have emerged about his identity and ultimate fate, but no definitive answers have been found. Amateur sleuths, journalists, and retired FBI agents still investigate the case, keeping it alive in popular culture through Thubros, the chilling events of November 24, 1971. On that day, a man identifying himself as Dan Cooper boarded Northwest Orient Airlines Flight 305 from Portland to Seattle. During the flight, he passed a note to a flight attendant claiming he had a bomb in his briefcase and demanded $200,000 in cash, four parachutes, and a fuel truck standing by at Seattle-Tacoma Airport for refueling. The crew complied with his demands, and upon landing, the passengers were released in exchange for the money and parachutes. What followed next solidified his place in history. After the plane took off again under his instructions, Cooper opened the rear stairway mid-flight and leaped into the night over the dense wilderness of the Pacific Northwest, vanishing without a trace. His audacious crime and disappearance remain one of the greatest unsolved mysteries in aviation history. The hijacking incident. Cooper's hijacking of Northwest Orient Airlines Flight 305 began with what seemed like a routine operation. Dressed in a business suit, white shirt, and black tie, he presented himself as an unassuming businessman when he boarded the plane in Portland, Oregon, bound for Seattle on November 24, 1971. Carrying a black briefcase, he took his seat near the rear of the aircraft and blended in with the other passengers. Shortly after takeoff, he discreetly handed a note to Florence Schaffner, one of the flight attendants. Assuming it was just another passenger's flirtatious overture, she initially ignored it and slipped it into her pocket. Seeing her reaction, Cooper leaned in and quietly said, "Miss, you'd better take a look at that note. I have a bomb." Startled, Schaffner opened the note, which revealed Cooper's claim of having an explosive device in his briefcase. To confirm the threat, he briefly opened the case, revealing wires, red sticks, and a battery. Remaining calm and composed, Cooper detailed his demands: $200,000 in cash, four parachutes, two primary and two reserve, and a fuel truck ready to refuel the plane upon landing in Seattle. He instructed Schaffner to relay his demands to the cockpit crew, who in turn alerted air traffic control and airline officials. Despite the gravity of the situation, Cooper maintained an eerie sense of control over the unfolding events. He insisted that the aircraft's course and speed remain as instructed and ensured the other passengers were unaware of the hijacking. For the 36 passengers on board, the flight appeared to carry on as usual, with no announcement or commotion to indicate anything was wrong. Cooper's calm demeanor, meticulous planning, and lack of erratic behavior painted the picture of a man who was calculated, methodical, and in full command. The hijacking, though deeply unsettling, unfolded with an almost unnerving smoothness, leaving little room for chaos or error. Disappearance and investigation. When the plane landed at Seattle-Tacoma International Airport, Cooper's demands were met without resistance. The ransom money, collected by authorities and thoroughly photographed for record keeping, along with the parachutes, were delivered to the aircraft. True to his word, Cooper released the 36 passengers in exchange for the items, keeping only the flight crew on board. After receiving his requested items, Cooper outlined further instructions for the next leg of the flight, dictating a course toward Mexico City while maintaining a low altitude and slow airspeed to accommodate the use of the parachutes. The plane departed Seattle under Cooper's orders, shadowed by military aircraft to monitor its movements. At some point during this flight, between Seattle and Reno, Cooper executed his audacious escape. Using one of the parachutes provided, he opened the rear stairs of the Boeing 727 and leapt into the darkness, disappearing into the cold, stormy night. When the plane eventually landed in Reno, law enforcement boarded to find no trace of Cooper. What followed was one of the most extensive manhunts in American history. With the FBI combing through the rugged wilderness of the Pacific Northwest in search of clues. Despite exhaustive efforts, no conclusive evidence of Cooper's whereabouts or identity was uncovered, turning the hijacking into one of aviation's most enduring mysteries. Over the years, a myriad of individuals and groups have tirelessly searched for clues surrounding the enigmatic figure of D.B. Cooper. The FBI led the initial investigation, devoting decades to unraveling the mystery, sifting through thousands of leads, interviews, and suspect profiles. Civilian enthusiasts, often dubbed Cooperites, have become deeply invested in the story, conducting independent expeditions into the dense forests of the Pacific Northwest where Cooper is believed to have landed. Treasure hunters, amateur sleuths, and even professional investigators have scoured the area in search of evidence, from fragments of Cooper's parachute to remnants of the ransom money. Several discoveries, such as the infamous bundles of cash found along the Columbia River in 1980, have only deepened the intrigue. Beyond the search for answers, D.B. Cooper has cemented himself as a cultural icon, inspiring countless movies, books, and TV shows. His daring heist and mysterious disappearance have been romanticized as the ultimate act of rebellion, turning him into a folk hero in American mythology. From documentaries and fictionalized dramas to references in popular songs and artwork, Cooper's legend continues to thrive, captivating new generations. The case has spawned lively online communities and forums where enthusiasts dissect theories and relive the details of the infamous hijacking. Despite the passage of time, Cooper's story endures, blending elements of crime, mystery, and adventure that ensure his place in both history and popular culture. If you've gone searching for D.B. Cooper and his money, we'd love to hear about your adventures. Tell us where you went, what steps you took, and any discoveries or experiences you had along the way. Your stories help keep the mystery alive and might even provide new insights into this legendary case. And don't forget, please subscribe to our show and give us a rating. Your support helps us continue exploring fascinating mysteries like this one.